Well, a happy staycation Sunday, everybody. How fun, huh? Do you notice how fun it is to get outside of your box? To get outside of what it is that you do on a day-to-day routine and step out of that and do something new? You notice how high the energy is in this room? And there's this lightness and silliness and laughter and fun and joy. There's a greater sense of, like, aliveness. We're here today. You know, as human beings, we have a need for novelty. We have a need to step off of our beaten path and to do something new and to do something different. That's one of the reasons we go on vacation, to step out of that routine, to step out of the humdrum of our everyday lives, and instead to experience something new, to do something new, to see something new, to see something we've never seen before. To experience maybe how people live differently than we live, or to meet new people and different people than what we normally meet in our day-to-day routines of where we go. It's not that being in a routine or that having a routine is a bad thing, because we also need that. We have a need to have a routine so that we know what to expect. So that the tasks that we have to do, we've already mastered, so we don't have to figure everything out. We don't have to think about it and problem solve. We've already mastered it. So it's easy to move through those days. But you know what? If everything were new, it would be exhausting. I remember when I first started this church, everything was new. I hadn't done any of this stuff before. We came in every Sunday and had to figure out how we were going to build this space and put everything together. And I had to do this research and write talks that I'd never done before. And then come to church and talk with all these people that I didn't know. They were mostly strangers. And then I had to learn how to do bookkeeping, which is not my forte at all. Was awful, and research and find musicians to be here every single Sunday and learn how to do the state documents that had to be sent in to give us nonprofit status. I was exhausted. Every single thing that I was doing was new and off of my beaten path and outside of the box. So even though we like that, we can't do that all of the time. It's kind of like the pendulum on a clock. How it swings back and forth. We need both of those things in order to have balance in our lives. We need to have the unfamiliar and the new and the novelty and the freshness, but we also need to have the known and the ordinary and the routine. It takes a balance of those things in order to function well, and for each one of us, what that balance looks like is a little bit different. How much of the newness and how much of the routine works for us is different for all of us. But we need both of those to feel alive. Think about it. If you're just doing your same exact routine over and over and over, you start to feel not very alive. We need that freshness and that newness and the routine to be alive and to experience our own creativity, because stepping out of the box also puts us in that realm of something new, and that's where our creativity exists. We need both of those to have a full experience of life. And did you know that it is actually that rhythmic swing of that pendulum that is the thing that runs the clock? That's what makes the clock run, that rhythmic swing. And so it drives it. And so that rhythmic swing is necessary for it to function and for it to do what it's made to do. And so just like that, we need some sort of a rhythmic swing of the new and the fresh and the exciting with the routine and the known and what is familiar and comfortable in order to thrive, in order to do what we were made to do, what we're here on this planet to do, in order to function at our optimum level. So we have a need then for newness and freshness and for balance of that with our routine. And so the title of my talk today is Off the Beaten Path, and I'm talking about that. I'm talking about stepping out of our routine. Stepping out of our routine and doing something new instead, something that's different and something that's novel. That's all right. Yeah. Hey, you girls, we have childcare today. Tina Cruz is took Riley, and they're in the other room, so you guys can go do that, too. So that's what I'm talking today, talking about stepping out of our routine and doing something new, something different, something novel, and why it is that we might even want to do that. The truth is that our souls crave to experience life. Our souls crave to experience beauty and to experience connection with each other and with this world that we live in. Our souls crave for expansion, for us to continue to stretch and grow and to step outside of what's been done. That's our nature. That's part of who we are. And so one of the reasons that we have that soul craving, that we crave for expansion, that we crave to be in beauty and to feel life, is because that's how we experience ourself. That's the way that we experience who is inside of here. We experience ourself. We experience our essence when we stretch and do something new. Oh, that's who I am. That's what's going on in here. We experience ourselves when we see something beautiful, like, say, a sunset or an amazing snow-capped mountain, and we see that beauty, and there's something inside of us that recognizes that beauty and says, oh, I am that. That beauty is a part of who I am and what I am at my very core essence. So when we have those new experiences, we get to experience ourselves in a new way. It helps us discover and know what it is and who it is that's inside of here. In addition to stepping out of our routine, stepping out of the familiar, we experience that kind of expansion that gives us a greater experience of life. Think about it. Even if you just take a different route going to work instead of the route that you drive every single day, you have a bigger experience of what life is. Every time you eat something that you've never had before, say you try Indian food, you have a bigger experience of what life is. Kathy's here today, who is one of Colleen's best friends, and she has not been big on vegetables. And I know just in this last year, she has decided to try broccoli, and she likes it. She has decided to try Brussels sprouts, and she likes them. And so when we go out now, we order Brussels sprouts. You know what? If you're eating broccoli and Brussels sprouts, your world is a lot bigger than it was before you had those things. So she really, honestly, is having a bigger experience of what this world is and what it consists of and what life is. And so think about it. Even, for example, like if you go to a museum and say for the very first time you saw Impressionist paintings. Do you remember the first time you ever saw Impressionist work? And didn't that just like open up this new way of seeing the world? And oh my gosh, it's so amazing. It makes the world bigger, life fuller. Think about the first time you saw like the Grand Canyon or a snow-capped mountain. Or the first time that you ever went zip lining. All of that gives us a bigger experience of life every time we step out and discover something new. And those firsts tend to be the most expansive. When it's really something that's outside of your box, it's the most expansive. But the truth is, any time we step out of our routine of what we do on a daily basis, it's expansive. We experience life more fully. We experience ourselves more fully. Because you know what? Like when you see that Impressionist painting or when you see the Grand Canyon, you don't just experience, oh, look at that beauty. You experience yourself having awe. You experience yourself in rapture or in amazement. So it gives you a greater experience of yourself and of life in the world. It makes us feel invigorated. It makes us fully present. Think about how much more present you are seeing the Grand Canyon for the first time than working at your desk and doing the things that you do every day. You're so much more present. It makes us feel more alive. And you all know there are lots of reasons why we don't do those things. And one is simply that we just get caught up in our routine. It's just what we do. We don't take time out to try new things because we're just caught in that routine. And the longer we're in the same routine, the deeper the rut gets and the harder it is to get out of it. And Michael Beckwith, Reverend Michael Beckwith, has a quote that I love. He says, "The only difference between a rut and a coffin is one side." The longer we're in that rut, the less alive we start to feel. The second thing that keeps us from doing that is it takes time and effort to do something new. So sometimes we just don't take the time or the effort. It takes energy and it takes forethought in order to do something new. If you want to go to a new place for vacation, it takes forethought of researching it and of finding a hotel to stay at and to decide what it is that you want to do while you're there and what there is to do there. It takes forethought to plan it. It takes some forethought to go to a new restaurant or to create a new recipe or to learn how to play a board game. It takes effort and it takes thinking. And so sometimes we just don't take the time to make that effort or to take that time to do that. But you know what? Even thinking about stepping outside of your box and doing something new can feel invigorating. Making plans to go on vacation and reading the guidebook about what things there are to do while you're there, making those plans can feel exciting and invigorating before you even do it. How fun it is to look at the hotels and decide which one you want to stay at. The deciding and the planning as part of the fun, just that part of it gets us outside of our box. But the truth is, you don't even have to leave town to do that. You can do, there are so many things, I'll bet, every single one of us has never done that are right here in our backyards. You know, we can do things like go to Chinatown or to Little India or to go to the Getty and see the art. Or to go to the Broad Museum and go in the new rain room where you never get wet, but it's raining all around you, and you step, and it stays dry there, and you step, and it stays dry there, but it's raining everywhere else. How fun would that be? How about even just taking a bike ride, or playing a new board game, or learning to make a new soup? We went to Celeste's soup-making class yesterday, and she taught us how to make four raw vegan soups. It was so much fun, and I went home and made that watermelon gazpacho soup last night. It was awesome. It's so fun just to do something new. And the third reason that we sometimes don't step out and do something new is because we're afraid. We're afraid that it's not going to work, or we're afraid that we're not going to like it. You know, I know really well that I like that Salisbury steak at that restaurant we go to every single Friday night. But what if we go out for Indian food and I don't like it? But you know what? Like Kathy likes Brussels sprouts, you don't know until you try it. It takes stepping outside and trying something new. And I think the last reason we don't step out and do things new is because we don't realize how important it is. How important it is to get out of our routine. Science is actually showing that having new experiences increases our brain plasticity. It creates a higher potential for learning. It's easier us to learn, and it improves our memory. Does anybody in here need any improved memory? I know. Studies also show, scientific studies, you know how the days just zoom by so fast and one day blurs into the next and before you even know it, the month has gone by or 3 months and it's like, what happened to that? I don't even remember it passing or a year. And how as we age, it even gets faster and faster. Time seems to go faster. They're saying that the reason that happens is because we've already had those experiences, and so our brain is just processing the same thing over and over again, which makes time seem to go even faster. So what it's showing is when we have new experiences, it takes longer for our brain to process that new experience, which gives us a sense of expanded time time seems to last longer. And I say not only does it last longer, but we experience it in a fuller way, so we remember it in a greater way. You remember trying that new food. You don't remember washing the dishes last night because you do it every single day. So it expands our sense of time and the way that we experience time. Another thing that doing new things does is it gives us a sense of achievement. It gives us a sense of mastery, which in turn gives us greater self-confidence. Think about it. Every time you try something new, say you learn a new sport, or say you try a new art form, or that you learn how to fix something that's broken, or you make a new recipe, how accomplished you feel when you do something that you've never done before. That gives us that feeling of accomplishment and confidence and self-value. I think most of you that are here know Terry McDougall, one of our congregants who moved to Texas in April. She's still getting the blurbs, and she sent me a text this week, and she says, "The title of your talk sounds like my life, stepping off the beaten path." She said, "Since I have moved here, I've gone through so much change. I have this newfound confidence that I never had before." Isn't that awesome? Every time we step outside of our comfort zone, we gain new confidence because we've mastered something new. And lastly, doing those new things stretches us and grows us so that we become in experience what we are in potential. It allows us to become in experience what we are in potential. It allows us to step into and be the potential that we already are inside of ourselves. And you know what? That's what your soul is up to. Your soul is here on this earth to have a physical experience of what you are in spiritual reality. And so every time we stretch, we experience that potential that we had not yet tapped into as a living reality. That is who we are. That is what we are capable of. That's what is inside of us. So it allows us to give way to our spirit because we embrace it and get to experience it. And so in the Science of Mind textbook, Ernest Holmes says, "We should never lose sight of the fact that the soul is on the pathway of an endless and ever-expanding experience, and only by expansion can it evolve." Doing new things helps us evolve into who we really are, helps us discover what's inside of there. It evolves our own beingness. That's what doing something new does. And so my invitation to you this week is to get out there and do something new. Try something you've never done before. Step off of your beaten path. Visit a new place or make a new recipe or take a different route to work or go to a different coffee shop to get your coffee in the morning. Do something you've never done before and see what happens inside of you. My guess is that you're going to have a greater experience of living and a greater experience of being alive. You'll feel the fact that you're alive more. You'll have that expanded sense of time that I was talking about. It opens you up, will open you up to your own creativity inside of you. You'll have an expanded sense of yourself and of the world, a mastery and a confidence, and a greater sense of who you are in this world. And so blessings to each of you this week as you step off your beaten path and discover something new. Blessings to all of you. And so I invite you to join me in a spiritual mind treatment. You want to do treatment with me?